Ashton Carter, who teaches national security policy at Harvard's Kennedy School, was Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration. He and former Defense Secretary William Perry recommended in June that the U.S. preemptively strike at and destroy the North Korean Taepodong missile before that test launch. Ashton Carter joins us now from Maine. Ashton Carter, first of all, now that the test has gone ahead, not successfully, are U.S. interests any more threatened today than they were before the test launch of that North Korean missile?
Well, they are in two respects. First of all, we should be very glad that the test failed, apparently. At the same time, from a technical point of view, you learn something even from test failures. And the significance of this test launch was that the North Koreans are trying to perfect the capability to attack us, that is, at intercontinental range, for the first time. The other significance of it is that they, and not we, should resolve in this situation. So significant, both technically and politically.
You and William Perry had recommended a preemptive strike, perhaps by a sea-launched cruise missile, before the missile was launched. Had that happened right now, would we be in the middle of a war on the Korean Peninsula, that is, North Korea attacking South Korea and some response coming from the South?
No, I don't think so. And we would not have made that recommendation if we had thought it was going to lead to all-out war on the Korean Peninsula. If you were ever going to draw the line with North Korea, and we've been working on that problem for a number of years, this was a relatively low-risk way of drawing the line. And the North Koreans aren't going to commit suicide. They're not going to attack South Korea, which has been not working hand in glove with the United States in its policy to oppose North Korea's weapons of mass destruction. So it wouldn't have led to war on the Korean Peninsula, but it may have led to a wising up by Kim Jong-il. We've now missed that opportunity, and he's making us dance rather than the other way around. That's unfortunate.
If, as you say, North Korea would not commit suicide, is that the same thing as saying that a logic of mutual deterrence could exist between the United States, South Korea, Japan, and North Korea in the way that deterrence held in Europe for several decades?
Well, in a certain sense, deterrence might work with North Korea in the sense that surely they know if they ever use nuclear weapons against the United States, we would destroy them, including through the use of nuclear weapons if we needed them in order to defeat North Korea. But that's not really the point. That was the point in the Cold War with the Soviet Union. But there are other risks of North Korea continuing to go down this road of weapons of mass destruction that are not captured by this Cold War model. For example, just possessing nuclear weapons and long-range missiles might embolden North Korea to take steps that are not in our interest that they wouldn't dare take if they didn't have these weapons.
Well, the main principle expressed by the U.S. today was that this is not a U.S.-North Korea bilateral, that is, crisis. It involves the entire region. Is the U.S. right on that score? And wouldn't the action that you had been recommending have been a completely unilateral action on the part of the U.S.?
I think that's not entirely right, no. Of course, South Korea, Japan, China, the neighbors of North Korea, are implicated. But this was a missile, the Taepodong, that is designed to attack the United States. So while it's true that these other parties have interests in the matter, the party being threatened here very deliberately by North Korea is the United States of America. So we need to worry about what we're going to do about our own security. And I don't think outsourcing it to the South Koreans and the Chinese, who have not succeeded in the last few years in the six-party talks and turning the North Koreans around, is a safe thing to do.
Ashton Carter, thank you very much for talking with us
today. Good to be with you, Robert.
Ashton Carter is in Maine, but he teaches national security policy at the Kennedy School at Harvard University.